For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The rushing waters of South Carolina's historic 2015 flood still echo more than a year later in the memories of many of the state's farmers. From urban settings to rural pastures, many farms were devastated by up to 20 inches of rain. Some farmers are just now shaking off the effects of the disaster. One of them is Eric McClam, co-owner of City Roots, a small urban produce farm located on two sites near downtown Columbia. He recalled the flood with a clear memory.
Most farmers pray for rain, but not that much. When it first started coming down, we were getting kind of nervous. The other site that we have was low-lying alluvial former floodland, basically, and 3 to 4 acres flooded out for us. And that's 50% of our production, a little more, basically. And, you know, you wipe out a whole fall crop of vegetables. So we had a pretty substantial hit financially for us.
Even so, City Roots was able to continue operation because one site was less affected than the other and because it offers group tours and possesses other means to make ends meet.
Fortunately for us, we are diversified. We have other revenue streams like our microgreens that are pretty year-round, and we're able to bounce back with that and some of the agritourism stuff, but it set us back.
In Richland County, Joe Jones runs a small livestock farm when he's not teaching at USC. He said while his chickens and turkeys were unaffected by the flood, it had a big impact on his sheep.
A couple reasons for that. One is we had some cases of pneumonia. Now, our sheep, they're pretty resilient, but when you have that much rain over that period of time, the ground gets saturated, and some of the smaller ones got cold and got pneumonia. The other thing that happened is the ground got really wet, and a lot of parasites were in the soil.
Jones prefers an all-natural approach to raising his animals, but in this case, he had to do what was necessary for his flock to survive.
And by the time we got the results back from the necropsy, we knew what the problem was, and we started treating them for it. And we managed to stop it, but we were losing about one a day. It was bad. Sheep really got affected by the flood.
Jones received no help from government or other agencies to replace his sheep, but said his flock has just now grown back to its pre-flood size. McClam sustained about $40,000 in damage to his farm and was able recently to get some funding from the South Carolina Department of Agriculture.
And that really was a great kickstart and jump-starter to get us back on our feet and really kind of get where we needed to be again on cash flow and feel a little bit more comfortable. With farming, it's a roller coaster of cash flow up and down where you're waiting for stuff to get harvested and, you know, money out the door, you're waiting for it to come back in. So it was definitely very relieving to have those funds made available.
McClam said he has made adjustments in his operation to mitigate damage in the event of any future floods.
Consequently, after the flood, we bought different type of equipment that would be better suited. We were making raised beds now and then changing our kind of systems in the field to be more flood tolerant, if you will, maintaining more cover crops and a lot more no-till production and buy equipment and stuff. So once those things get kind of amortized over a couple of years, it'll be a little more comfortable.
The urban farmer will replant this spring with a philosophical attitude toward the farmer's perennial nemesis, the weather.
An old family friend of mine, farmer, once said, farming is the original form of gambling. Mother Nature's the house and she usually wins. So on that regard, I think she won that one big time.
As proof of his farmer's optimism, McClam said he is leasing more acreage to increase his output, he hopes, in 2018. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.